USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The NCAA will meet Wednesday to discuss proposals for student athletes to profit from their own personal brand. As the NCAA's revenue has increased, the debate has intensified over what types of compensation should be considered for college athletes. Sports agent Lee Steinberg on Fox News says the world is changing.
Player at the collegiate level can hire a marketing agent, which would be the same as a regular sports agent, and go ahead and start to brand themselves on social media and market themselves the same way they would when they get to the pros.
The investigation of a fiery explosion at a home in Kansas City, Missouri continues. Firefighters responded to the blast Monday night. The ATF reported evidence indicating the possibility of illegal fireworks being made at the home where one person died. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday left in place the CDC ban on residential evictions imposed last year to combat the spread of COVID-19 and prevent homelessness during the pandemic. The decision was 5-4 with Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh siding with the extension. The moratorium is now due to expire on July 31st. It's estimated landlords nationwide have been losing more than $13 billion, with a B, in unpaid rent every month as a result of the CDC ban. Pop singer Ariana Grande is pushing the importance of mental health. She's also working not only to remove the stigma about going to therapy, but also wants to make sure it's accessible to all. The singer announced via her Instagram on Tuesday that she's partnered with BetterHelp to donate $1 million in free mental health therapy to her fans, followers, and anyone who is interested. Quote, I hope that you take advantage of this opportunity and go to BetterHelp.com/Ariana to be matched with a licensed therapist for one free month. End quote. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This day in history. Flash, 1876. After a two-day march, wounded soldiers are evacuated from Little Bighorn by the Far West steamboat. Flash, 1934. In Germany, Nazi leader Adolf Hitler orders a bloody purge of his own political party, assassinating hundreds of Nazis. The event is known as the Night of the Long Knives. Flash, 1974. Soviet dancer Mikhail Baryshnikov defects from the USSR, considered one of the world's greatest ballet dancers of all time. Flash, 1936.
You who have all the passion for life that I lack. But that kind of love isn't enough to make a successful marriage for two people who are as different as we are.
Why don't you say it, you coward? You're afraid to marry me. You'd rather live with that silly little fool who can't open a mouth except say yes, no, and raise a hassle of me and my breath just like...
You mustn't say things like that about men.
Who are you to tell me I mustn't? You led me on. You made me believe you wanted to marry me.
Now, Scarlett, be fair. I never at any time...
You did. It's true, you did. I hate you till I die. I can't think of anything bad enough to call you...
Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind, one of the best-selling novels of all time and the basis for the 1939 blockbuster movie, is published. Mitchell was forced to quit her job as a reporter at the Atlanta Journal to recover from a series of physical injuries, giving her the time she needed. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.